do 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 do. That's right. This is Nick Destro, and you're tuning into Film Failure. Tonight's episode is sponsored by Dave's Chillin' and Grillin', my favorite sandwich shop in Los Angeles. At 5715 North Figueroa in Highland Park in the Frank's Camera Building. Enter through the back. Tonight's episode is about my time when I was actually working for Verve Coffee. I was one of the barista shift leads over there at their downtown LA location. And one day I came to work with and showed up at 7 in the morning, and there was a film crew there. And it turned out that they were going to be shooting a segment. It was kind of for a food show. It was called Jacked Up. It was a male and a female hosts. And they would basically, you know, they're talking food and talking coffee. And their plan was to film at the beautiful downtown LA Verve location and then go up to Santa Cruz and go take a tour of the roasting facility. Unfortunately, I was not told about any of this. Verve did not have a dress code at the time, but I was fortunately wearing a Verve shirt, which was nice. But they had no hair, no makeup. I'm sure I looked like a mess, but it was cool. I had about a half hour to kind of prepare. Unfortunately, I'm full of coffee facts. And the opening segment was me making a pour over for the couple, talking about the history of Verve, talking about the history of specialty coffee. And then eventually on the next segment, I brought them coffee. They sat, they drank the coffee, they talked a little bit, and then I showed up and answered a few more questions. The reason I put this as a film failure is because the show never aired. I never heard anything about it again. Verve, as an apology for not telling us about it, they brought us some fudge from Off Fudge, which I think is Jessica Alba's fudge company here in Los Angeles. One of the people I worked with was complaining that they were filming his hands while he was making lattes, and he claimed that the week before he made $700 to do the exact same thing, which I don't believe whatsoever, but what are you going to do? But I've kind of wondered, was the reason the show didn't get picked up because of me? That's, I think, a lot of artists... what's inside of us that makes us talented also is kind of our number one enemy of this kind of fear of not being perfect. As I said, I'm not sure how my hair looked. I'm not sure what, if I had a big, I don't have the most hair on the top, and I'm wondering if there was a giant glare off of it, you know, it ruined the whole shoot. I've spent a lot of time Googling it through the years. This was in, end of 2016, early 2017. No, I guess, yeah, the end of 2016. As I said, never found anything. I know they went up to Santa Cruz the next day and they filmed some stuff and interviewed the roaster and checked the beautiful facility up there. But as I said, the whole thing is kind of a mystery to me, what happened with it. But it also shows, too, what I would learn is, I guess the big thing is always be prepared. Always be prepared for, you know, have a nice clean shirt in the trunk of your car. Have some product, have a little, I know it's tough for men. A lot of men don't have makeup, but I now carry with me a concealer. For men, men's concealer is actually called Urban Camouflage. So I've got a little thing of that if I ever have to put it on. My nose gets a little shiny too, I know that. This is why I'm doing a podcast and not a vlog. But it's always good. I was happy that I had enough information. I had enough information to fill the time, the segments when they were talking. I was fortunate also that I'm a damn good barista, so I could make them a damn good cup of coffee. But yeah, as I said, to always be prepared. I don't really know what happened. For all I know, this was a spec film, and they didn't really have anybody who was actually going to buy it. And when they brought it, maybe I was the best part about it. And maybe it was the hosts that were horrible, you know? I really don't know. But thank you so much for tuning in to your favorite podcast about failures in the film industry, Film Failure with Nick Destro. And as I said, this episode was sponsored by Dave's Chillin' and Grillin' in Highland Park, 5715 North Figueroa in the Frank's Camera Building. Enter through the back. Have a great rest of your Friday. Enjoy. Bye.